Okay, hope everyone had a good Yontif, and today we're going to deal with a complicated issue. We'll try to go step by step, and which is the idea which the whole first parak of Harius and most of the rest of Harius is part of the rest of Harius is based on. The the first mission in Harius, Teit Halacha, Haru Bezdin Lava Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samur to the Torah. The holoch hayochid v'otzer shoy galpiyam. If Bezdin is talking about the center, Gadol and Yishalayim. If they paskind that one of the averis in the Torah, something which is chayv or kotei chaylev, they say that it's mutter, and an individual went and listened to the psak and Bezdin, and he ate chaylev. That's holoch yochid v'otzer shoy galpiyam. So in such a case, the time of the Mishnah says that he does not bring a kotel. Although a person who eats chaylev b'shogeg, or one of the other itzurei krisis b'shogeg, without intent, always has to bring a korban chatos, with the korban chatos of the yochid being a kiss for a seira, a sheep, or a goat, a female. However, since he did it through the Pesach of Bezdin, he following the Pesach of Bezdin, he's potter from a carbon. That's the time of the Mishnah, and the time of the Mishnah we'll put in the concise form, Yochid she'asa al pi hayras Bezdin potter. That means an individual who followed the Pesach of Bezdin and did an avera according to the ruling of the Sanhedrin, is potter from a carbon. That's the time of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara brings, and that's the halacha, the opposite shita that says Yochid she'asor b'harah b'ezdin chayiv. That means that the Torah specifies that if Bezdin made a harah, if Bezdin hagol in Yerushalayim, Bezdin the Sanhedrin, if they paskin to matter an issur of the Torah, and the majority of the tzibur followed that stock, and they transgressed this issur. If Bezdin and Yerushalayim said that chaylev is mutter, and Rov of Klal Yisrael, Rov of the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael went out and ate chaylev, they don't have to each bring an individual carbon. Rather, they bring one carbon. It's a question of the Machlokes Tanaim, the Gemara. If Bezdin brings one carbon, if Yishev brings another carbon, but instead of the carbon which each individual would bring in such a case, the tzibur brings what's called a par halam dover shel tzibur. They bring an ax, which is brought in this special case where the shoyig was a roiv tzibur, the majority of Klal Yisrael, who followed the pesach of Bezdin. So the mandalamar in the Gemara, the part of the Mishnah holds that of carbon chatos, the chatos yochid, which in general is being on a shogeg, never has to be brought by a yochid. Whether he's part of the tzibur, whether everybody followed the Pesach of Bezdin, or whether he alone followed the Pesach of Bezdin. So therefore we understand also why, when the whole tzibur followed Bezdin, why they don't have to bring one. Generally the rationale is brought here that a person who follows Bezdin is honest. What's he supposed to do? He doesn't have the level of shogeg. Shogeg is someone who made some sort of mistake. In general, a shogeg is a person who didn't know that it was usur, who didn't know that what he was eating was actually chaylev. But shogeg, a person who didn't know it was Shabbos, he didn't know there was an Isser Shabbos, he didn't know what day it was. All those are shogeg, all those are mistakes. However, we don't consider a mistake someone who followed Bezdin, and therefore he's considered like an oinus, and he has no chiyuv of a carbon. So therefore, that's the time of our Mishnah called Yochid She'asa B'Hayraz Bezdin Potter. And therefore, obviously, the Tzibur She'asa B'Hayraz Bezdin also are Potter. There's no reason for them to bring a carbon. There's no rationale for a carbon chatas. The whole carbon which is needed is the new carbon, which is Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. As far as the carbon chatas, they're anyway Potter. Because they follow Bezdin. And for following Bezdin, there's no necessity to bring a carbon. However, they have a new carbon of a pound of Shur Tzibur when Roiv of the Tzibur did an Issa. However, according to the Man B'Yomar, who holds according to the man who holds that yochid she'asu b'hayroes bedin is chayev. That means that an individual, if he brought a rosh bedin, is chayev. And that means that it does not, even though he followed Bezdin, he's still considered a shogeg, and he has to bring a korban chatzis. And the only time he's parted from bringing a korban chatzis, if he's included in the new halacha, pile doesn't need shotzibur. That means that although he himself would be chayev a korban chatzis, each individual, when there's a tzibur who does it, they become parted from the individual korban, and chayev in the carbon fever. So if so, we have to understand, if so, what is the p'tur? Like we explained, go back. According to the time of the Mishnah, they hold Yachid, Shasa by Yoat, Negadin is p'tur. So the p'tur is obvious. He's an oyster, therefore he need not bring not a carbon Yachid, he doesn't have to bring a carbon Yachid at all. However, according to the Mandom, who Yachid, Yachid Shasa, Al-Rosh Bezin is Chayev, individually, he would be Chayev, only when he would starve, when the whole tzibur together, or roiv of the tzibur, the daveira, they no longer each individually need to bring the carbon yochid, rather they bring the carbon tzibur. So what is it in this case that's pattering them from the carbon tzibur? Obviously, in the parasha of the Torah, it says in eine eide yechta, which is speaking about where it's tzibur, or where the bezin made a sack and the tzibur piled a sack. It says that they bring a pile and dover. There are two chedushim. One chiddush is that they have to bring the carbon tzibur, and the other chiddush is that they don't have to bring the carbon yochid. So the Gedolim of the last generation discussed this at length. If this is one halacha or two halachas, in other words, we'll explain. Is the fact that they are potter from the carbon yochid a byproduct of the din that they're chayav from the carbon tzibur? And therefore, if for some reason, even though they're a tzibur, and they did al pi ha'aras bezdin, if for some reason they don't become chayev a korban tzibur, they will each one individually have to bring a korban yochid. Or is it not a byproduct? It's two separate halachas. One halacha is that a tzibur that did aver al pi ha'aras bezdin is potter for some reason, which it says in the Torah, and another halacha is that they have to bring a carbon tzibur. But the two are not interdependent. And if for some reason they would not have to bring a carbon tzibur, still they would not individually have to bring a carbon tzibur. So Reb Chaim Bitzker in the Sefer L'Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi brings a raya to this question. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah, Yadu Shahoiru V'tol Ma Hoiru V'tol Ma Hoiru. That Beis Din knew that they made a mistake, but they forgot what it was actually that the Hoiru was. Yochu Yochalodim Talmud Loimer V'noidah Hachatah V'loi Shiyoidu Hachoytim. So the Gemara says as follows. If at the time when the Bnei Yisrael did the Avera, they knew what the mistake of Bezdin was, but Bezdin did not know. In such a case, Bezdin is potter from a korban. So we say, V'noi da'achatas, V'loi shiyoi wa'chotim. And the Ram said, in such a case, that each one wants to bring a korban yochid. So therefore, although they followed Bezdin, and they were a tzibur, since they do not become mechuyev in a korban tzibur because of the mir of anoda chatas b'shevoy lo achoytem, therefore they have to bring an individual korban. So therefore we see that the two halachas are intertwined. That means that the fact that a yochid is potter from a korban tzibur, but from a korban yochid, is because he's chayav in a korban tzibur. And wherever we find a case that he's no longer chayav in the korban tzibur, then he will have to bring a carbon yachid, because there is no tour of the atzem and the person who was yachid shasav b'ros bezin from a carbon yachid. The whole story is the fact that they're a carbon tzibur, and if for some reason they're not a carbon tzibur, then each one will have to bring a carbon yachid. So we'll look at a few cases and see, try to define exactly what it is. In which case did he say that that it's the carbon sieber that makes putter, and if it's an absolute rule that every single time that for some reason we don't bring a carbon sieber, then we will have to bring a carbon yachid. So first we're gonna look at a Gemara and that page in the base, right in the beginning of the Mesechta. The Gemara brings a Braita as follows. The reading of the Braita is very complicated. But the Braita reads as follows. Adayin an Zitanya, Adayin ani Oimer, Miud Kal Shechotu Chayovin, She'ein Bezmer Ayin Zidane Par, Roiv Kal Shechotu Yil Pturim, Sharei Bezmer Vil Ayin Par. So the translation says that if part of the tzibur, a minor part of the tzibur, a minority of the tzibur, did avera, they have to bring a korban because bezdin does not bring a par on them. However, roiv kal shechotu will be potter because bezdin brings on them a par. And the Gemara goes to try to figure out exactly what the wording of the Mishnah, or the wording of the Braita is. But it's slightly enigmatic which case it's talking about. And the Gemara finally comes that the idea behind the Braita was as follows. I would think that just like a tzibur, the tzibur, when they did Apiyah Rosh Bezdin, don't have to bring individual korbanos, because Bezdin brings a korban, so then, even people who did they didn't have Eruv without Hayros Bezdin. Let's say the whole people together went and ate Caleb without Bezdin by Hayros. So the din really should be that each one brings an individual chatas. However, the Braita brings a pasuk to say maybe because it has nothing to do with the carbon tzibur. Could be the general rule that tzibur, if it's a tzibur, they do not have to bring a carbon that the parasha of chatas is said even by right tzibur. So from here, the Chazanish asked a question. He also brought the raya from the Gemara and Daf-Hei that it's the carbon tzibur that patters each yochid from his carbon yochid. But here it seems to say the opposite. Because if the Gemara had a havamina, if the Braita had a havamina, we need a pasuk to tell me that a tzibur which did an avera together without it being a rosh bezdin, where clearly there is no chiyuv of a carbon tzibur, still they should be pasuk because they're a tzibur. So therefore it seems that the p'tur of carbon tzibur, the p'tur of the tzibur and the carbon yochid is not because bezdin brings the carbon, rather because they are a tzibur. And so far, that we would think even if it was a pi'ah rosh bezdin, since they're a tzibur, they shouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas. And therefore it seems to be in contradiction to what we just learned from the Gemara Daf-Hei. It seems that it's the tzibur that's pasuk, and that's because we bring a carbon tzibur. However, the Chazanish himself says that since we see in many other places that it is the carbon that makes them potter, and it's not the fact that they're a tzibur, and it's not the fact that it's a rosh bezdin, rather it's the tzibur that makes them potter. It's the carbon tzibur which potters them from the carbon yachid. Therefore, Chazanish explains that this is all before the pasuk. In other words, if I would not have the pasuk to tell me that a tzibur has to bring a carbon yochid, I would say that in general tzibur is pasuk from carbon yochid. But now they have this pasuk. Now from that I deduce that what is pasuring the tzibur from a carbon yochid? It's the carbon tzibur, but it's not that tzibur itself is pasuk. Or as I deduce this now post facto from the limud in the Gemara, that once I learn that tzibur is only potter in a case where there's a carbon tzibur. Therefore, I learned that in general, a tzibur would be chayev a chatas. And the avera that they did, a tzibur would be chayev a chatas. Except, since the Torah, it was mechadish, that they have to bring a carbon tzibur, the carbon tzibur is what potters them from the carbon yachid. Okay, so just to recap, until now, we've deduced from the Gemara and Daf-Hei, and we'll see other places, that when a tzibur follows bezdin, and the Torah is mechadish a new din, that each individual does not bring a kishvul sira, a regular carbon chatas that an individual brings. Rather, they bring together one carbon, bezin or the tibur, bring together one carbon, a par hal and dovash tibur. The reason that they are now no longer have to bring the carbon yochid is because it's the carbon tibur which exempts them from the fact of bringing a carbon tibur. Therefore, they're part of the carbon yochid. However, if they're not in the for the carbon tibur, then even though they do not have the bezin, they'll have to bring a carbon yochid. So now we can go one step further to try to understand what this means that it's the carbon tibur which exempts them from the carbon yochid. Isn't it like other kabbalists which will say that if a person brings a carbon, he gets kapara? So therefore, it's the carbon tibur gives the kapara on this avera. We all need a carbon yochid. If such was the case, therefore, if in any case where no matter what, for whatever reason, in the end, we didn't bring the carbon tibur, we have to bring the carbon yochid. It's the hakrava of the carbon tibur. Since they brought the carbon tibur, now therefore they have a kapara in their aveira already. Right? They've already had their kapara. Therefore, they can all bring the carbon chatas. However, if for any reason whatsoever we did not bring the carbon tibur, then the carbon yochid, the chiyuv of the carbon yochid remains. That's one way of looking at it. An alternate way of looking at it is to say that the Torah made one requirement on a person for Avera. If he goes into the classification of Korban Yochid, then he has a Chiyuv Chatas. If he goes into the category of Korban Tzibur, he has a Halam Dovr Shal Tzibur. And therefore, even if for some reason, and the outcome was they didn't bring the Korban Tzibur, still, he won't have to bring the Korban Chatas, because for this Avera, which is a Tzibur, which is an Avera, there was never a Chiyuv of Chatas, a Yochid. The Chiyuv was a carbon tibur. And if for whatever reason we couldn't bring the carbon tibur, still there's no way to be mechayiv with carbon yochid, because the Avera which he did was never mechayiv a carbon yochid. It was only chayiv a carbon tibur. So, the Gemara says in Davov, Moses says that we mentioned in passing before that there's a machlokes who brings this carbon tibur. Rav Meir holds that it's the bezdin that brings the carbon. Rav Yehuda holds that it's the tibur that brings the carbon. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Meir that holds the bezdin brings the carbon, what happens if one of the bezdin dies? Now we have a din that chatos, any carbon chatos, if one of the owners dies, we can no longer bring the carbon. So now the bezdin, when if one of the bezdin died, do we still bring the carbon or not? So the Gemara says, according to Rameh, if one of the bezdin died, we don't no longer bring the carbon. Since the whole bezdin who became the carbon are not here, we can no longer bring the carbon. As far as the tibur, if according to Manuel, the tibur brings the carbon, then even if one of the tibur dies, we still bring the carbon. Like the Gemara says in many places, any tibur mesa, just like every carbon tibur we bring, even though we collected the money on Erev Pesach and during the year some of the people died, because tibur is a tibur, that's the general cloud, we don't look at the individuals. However, bezin, which is a group of individuals, therefore we say that if one of them died, we no longer bring the carbon. So in such a case, now, let's see, what's going to be the halacha? Is the halacha going to be now that one of the bezdin died, that now everyone has to bring a carbon yochid? Since we can't bring the carbon tibur, therefore now the chiyuv is going to go back on each individual and they're going to have to bring a carbon yochid? Or will we say that no, since originally when they did the avera, the chiyuv was the carbon on bezdin, now, although bezdin cannot bring the carbon, but the individuals are already potter, they don't have to bring the carbon. So we'll see some cases which are clear, and we'll see what we can compare this case to. there's a question in the Gemara, an unresolved question, a Bible issue in the Gemara. If this we learned halacha that rov of the tzibur has to do an avera al pi rov bezdin. In other words, bezdin needs to make a psak, and most of the tzibur has to do the avera, and then we have the din of par halamba. Now the Gemara has a question: what happens if bezdin made two psakim? They made a psak that chaylov is mutter, and they made a psak that dam is mutter, and part of the tzibur ate chaylov, and part of the tzibur ate dam, and together they come together. The question is: do they come together to bring a korban tzibur, or not? So the Gemara remains with a suffix called a Bible. It's an unresolved question. This question is unresolved. If we look at the tzibur can come together through two mistakes, or it has to be only one mistake and one avera. So the Rizid and Smashdei, the Rambam also in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Shogeg to Halacha Daled says, so what do we do? Since it's a suffix, says, since it's a suffix, we do nothing. In other words, we don't bring a carbon tzibur, and we don't bring a carbon nochid. I mean, according to the Gemara, and the tzad to say that they don't bring a carbon tzibur, the Gemara holds that they bring a carbon nochid. Why? Because then they're not a tzibur shasal pi aharos bezdin, they're a yochid shasal pi aharos bezdin, and therefore they should be chayav. However, and the tzad of the Gemara that they are a tzibur, then they're chayav a carbon tzibur. And the Rabbit says, since the Bible of Epshadot, they bring neither. So, part of our question has been resolved. If to know whether we need to actually bring the carbon tzibur, the kapara of the carbon tzibur, the part of the carbon yochid, we see that we do not. Because although it's a suffix whether the chayav a carbon tzibur. Okay? Since it's a suffix, we don't bring a carbon tzibur. If we would say that always each individual is really chayav in carbon yochid, just when they bring the carbon tzibur, through that they get kapara, and they're poster from the carbon yochid. So that would not apply in a case where it's suffix. Because since it's a suffix, they're not actually bringing the carbon tzibur. So since they're not actually bringing the carbon tzibur, there's nothing to be mechapa them on the carbon yochid. So therefore, we went one step, and we said, we don't need actually to bring the carbon, because the Rambam says clearly there, although we don't bring the carbon, a person brings not a carbon yochid, nor a carbon tzibur. Why? So therefore we see that the question of the Gemara is, which carbon are you chayav? Are you chayav a carbon yochid, or are you chayav a carbon tzibur? And since it's an unresolved question, it's a Bible yeshiva, therefore we cannot bring neither a carbon yochid, nor a carbon tzibur. So this far we've gone to find that it depends on what they became mischayev at the time. However, all this is fine when the reason why we can't bring the carbon is because it's a suffix. However, there are other cases. Let's say the case which we just mentioned. If one of the bezdin died, were there. Could be now. There's no longer a chiyuv of a carbon tzibur, because since there's no chiyuv of a carbon tzibur, since the bezdin can't bring the carbon, there's no longer a chiyuv of a carbon tzibur. And if there's no longer a chiyuv of a carbon tzibur, they should no longer bring the carbon. And this is mashma like this from Rashi. It's Rashi in Shmura and Daf Tetzvav. In Shmura and Daf Tetzvav, the Gemara brings the story of when the Bnei Yisrael came back to buy and built by Sheni in time of Ezra. So they brought carbonus for the Avodah Zorah that they served in the time of by Shmishin. And the Gemara is trying to prove that part of the tzibur could part of the tzibur, even though part of the tzibur died, still the remaining portions of the tzibur alive can bring a carbon tzibur. So the Gemara says that, but the Gemara asks that seemingly it's only a minority of the tzibur. And Rashi says over there that although they were nischayev a carbon for mir b'shaitai, but now that they're amirs, they should have to bring a carbon yochid. So therefore, we see from Rashi that although at the time when the chiyuv was chal, they were mechuyev with a carbon tzibur, still, since now, at this point, there's no longer a chiyuv of a carbon tzibur, the chiyuv renews itself as a carbon yachid. So to classify where we stand, we have proven that we don't have to actually bring the carbon tzibur, because the Rambam says in the case of sulfate, where we don't actually bring the carbon tzibur, still we're part of the carbon yachid. However, here we see to the contrary, that since we can no longer bring the carbon tzibur, and there's no longer a chiyuv of the carbon tzibur, therefore we will now find the chiyuv of carbon yachid. So therefore, although we actually don't have to bring the carbon tzibur, but there has to be a chiyuv of the carbon tzibur. And if for some reason there's no longer a chiyuv of the carbon tzibur, then we'll now renew itself a chiyuv for a carbon yachid. And obviously, there can be many ramifications for this. Like the Gemara says that if Beis Din was amazed, we don't bring a carbon. They don't bring a carbon, and the question is, how do we know that they were amazed? Even if they said so, we don't believe a person who says they were amazed. And they can't bring a carbon, and therefore the tzibur. Well, how will we look at the tzibur? Since they can't bring a carbon, because they say they were amazed, now will the tzibur al-pizet bring a carbon or not bring a carbon? And the Achron speaks many other ramifications of this question. But you just wanted to give a general overview of this idea of the carbon yochin, the carbon tzibur, if the chiyuv of the carbon, like we said, if the chiyuv of the carbon tzibur is what exempts us from the carbon yochin, or there is an individual exemption from the carbon yochin. In the few minutes that remain, I take the opportunity maybe to say something in the spirit of Shavuos that just passed us by. This is a very complicated sugya, so I think we went as far as we could. And now, I just want to say over something that I thought of on Shavuos. The Gemara says in the end of the first part of Kiddushin that there was a machloikis. What is greater? Is Talmud greater? Is learning greater? Or is Maisa greater? Is doing the mitzvahs greater than learning? And this was an unresolved question for many, many years, until finally they resolved the question and said, Talmud adiv hameviel adei Maisa. Learning is actually greater, for learning brings to action. That means that, in the simple sense, if we learn, it will cause us to do the mitzvah. Therefore, learning is greater than doing the mitzvah. And the question is obvious. Everybody asked. They bring the question in the name of Baal Shem Tov and earlier Gedolim. If we say that learning is great because it brings to action, obviously it's actions which are actually greater. It's the mitzvahs are actually greater, because if the whole milah of the learning is that it brings to action, so it must be that the learning is just a means, and the actions is the end, and the end is greater. So why does the Gemara say Talmud Adus? The Gemara should have been that Maisa Adus, because the whole mile of Talmud is Shemei Vurei Maisa. So I was thinking to explain this with the Gemara, which relates that when Moshe came up to Shemayim to get the Torah, so the famous Gemara, the Malachim said, Mali Elisha, what's this human doing among us? And the Rebbeinu told them that he came to be mekabel the Torah, came to accept the Torah. And the Malachi said, Tnuhan Kol Shamayim, why are you giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? Leave the Torah here. So the Rebbeinu Shem told to Moshe that he should answer their question. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Malachim and he said to them, what do you need the Torah for? Klum Ava'ein Yesh Lechem. Do you have a mother and father that you can keep it Ava'ein? Klum Tzirah Yesh Behem. Is it possible for you, Ritzicha, is it possible for you, Lysinga, Lysirta, the mitzvahs don't relate to Malachim at all. And therefore the Torah should be given to Bnei Yisrael. So seemingly, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was so obvious, Malachim should have thought of it themselves. Obviously, all the mitzvahs relate to people, and they don't relate to Malachim. So what was the question? Why did the Malachim want that the Torah not be given to Bnei Yisrael? I think the answer lies in the Lashon of the Malachim Tanya. The Malachim said, Tnu Hoid Chol Shamayim. Hoid is covered. What's covered? The honor of the Torah. What's the honor of the Torah? The Gemara said in the end of Sotah, Mishamesha Bekiva Bot Lekovah HaTorah. When Rabbi Kiva died, the Kovah HaTorah, the honor of Torah, was bottled. Why was what Rabbi Kiva called the honor of Torah? Shayadoyish Kotav Batag. Rabbi Kiva made rushes on every one of the Targum that we have in the Sefer Torah, but the Gemara says, the Gemara says there, also when Moshe Rabbeinu came up and he saw the Rabban Shalom putting crowns on the ISIS, and he asked the Rabban Shalom, what are you doing this for? And he said, because there's going to be a person, Rabbi Kiva, who's going to make a drush on each one of these crowns. So Rabbi Kiva, who showed that, who makes drushes on every part of the Torah, every letter, and every tag, and every Kutah Shalyud, that's Kovah HaTorah. So we see that when the Malachim said, Tzu Hoyt Chol HaShamayim, they weren't saying that we shouldn't give the mitzvahs to Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael already gotten mitzvahs. In Mora they got 10 mitzvahs. They could have gotten the rest of the mitzvahs also. The 613 mitzvahs without receiving the Torah. In Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael received the Torah. Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and now Torah Loi B'Shamayim Hi. From here for the Torah Loi B'Shamayim Hi. And this relates to what we were learning in Harius, that the Din of Hoyer Bezdin, Ramban says that the reason why a person has to follow the Bezdin, even if they made a mistake, is because the Rabban Shalom gave the Torah, he realized that people are going to understand it different ways, and he gave the Torah according to the interpretation of the Bezdin HaGadol. That means the Torah can be changed now by the interpretation of people. So this is a giant step from giving the mitzvah to the people. The Malachim agreed, give the mitzvah to the people. They can be in the kind of the mitzvah. But leave the Torah, the drushes of the Torah, the interpretation of the Torah, leave that in Shemayim. That's the Kavanah Torah. So we saw the Malachim's question is very good. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you don't have an Av Ein. That only relates to doing the mitzvahs, but it doesn't relate to the actual learning of the Torah. And from that we see something very great, which is Nogea for each one of us. That when we talk about learning Torah, there's a tremendous mile in learning Torah of Lomad Almanas Lassais, a person who learns in order to keep the Torah, not just learning as an intellectual exercise, but learning Almanas Lassais, it's not just something which we need as a means to an end. That's a different learning altogether. A person who learns the Torah as a living Torah, he learns the Torah better than a person who learns the Torah just as a learning exercise. Lomad Almanas Lassais isn't just something that we need in order to do, but the learning is completely different learning. Someone who learns the Torah, and that means every part of the Torah, even the parts of the Torah, we're going to now learn Kachin, and Daf Yomi, which right now, unfortunately, is not a local Maisa, but even there, there's no more Amunat Lassus. We're learning the Torah because we want to be Mekayim the Torah. That is a higher level learning. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu answered the Malachim, no, the Torah has to be given to Bnei Yisrael, because they can learn it better than you can. They can learn Amunat Lassus. And now we can understand the Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Hachra was Gedoyla Talmud HaMeidu L'Dei Maisa. This Talmud, the Talmud which is Meidu L'Dei Maisa, then the Limud is other. It's like a Limud is other, but not a regular Limud. The Limud which is Meidu L'Dei Maisa, then is other.